Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we'll do the last hadith on the chapter of spending on one's dependence, one's family. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, al-yadu al-ulya khayru min al-yadu al-sufla, wabda' biman ta'ul, wa khayru sadaqati ma kana an dhahri ghinan, wa may yasta'afif yu'iffahu Allah, wa may yastaghni yughnihi Allah, rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the upper hand is better than the lower hand. The upper hand is better than the lower hand. When a person is giving something, then his hand is on top. So the giver is better than the taker. This is what is meant by the upper hand is better than the lower hand. Begin by spending on your family before others. Wabda biman ta'ul. Begin by spending on your dependents, your family, before you spend on others. That's what it means. Before you spend on others, begin with your family. The next part of the hadith, وَخَيْرُ الصَّدَقَةِ مَا كَانَ عَلَى ظَهْرِ غِنًا. The best charity is that which leaves the giver with sufficient. In other words, after giving charity, a person has got enough for himself. And that is the best charity. Why? Because if a person gives everything away, then what may happen is that now that he doesn't have enough, now he may start turning and asking to people. Now this is not something that is desired. Ulama give explanation for this, that when a person's level of tawakkul and a person's level of yaqeen is on a very, very high level, and he is of that position where he can give everything away, and then he's got full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he won't go and turn to others, and he won't complain to anyone, and the family and dependence of him is also of that level. Not only he is of that level, his family is also of that level. Then for such a person to give everything away, there's no harm. But where a person's family is not on that level and they will start complaining, or this person is maybe not of that level, then to give away is not correct. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in the expedition of Tabuk, he gave all his wealth. He gave all his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that, what did you leave behind, O Abu Bakr? He says, I left Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is who I left for my family. But the reality is, the level of yaqeen and tawakkul that he had was of a very high level, therefore he could give. But the average person, a normal person, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, وَخَيْرُ الصَّدَقَةِ مَا كَانَ عَنْ ظَهْرِ غِنًا. The best of charities which leaves the giver with sufficient. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَمَيْ يَسْتَعْفِفْ يُعِفَّهُ اللَّهِ. That person who seeks to be self-sufficient, Allah Ta'ala will make him self-sufficient. Allah Ta'ala will save him from begging. Or may yastafif, he's saving himself from asking. Allah Ta'ala will make his condition such that he won't have to ask anyone. Because he's saving himself from going around and asking. Allah will make this person's condition. He's seeking to be like that. In fact, Sahaba, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majma'in, was so self-sufficient, so independent, that if they were sitting on an animal, and the whoop that they would carry had to fall down, and somebody else said, just pass me that whoop, because I'm on my animal. They would jump down from the animal, pick it up, it comes in the hadith, they pick it up, then they'll jump back onto the animal, but they won't even ask somebody to pass them that work also. So independent they were. They would do the khidmat, whatever work they needed themselves. So therefore that example we gave the other day of Dr. Arif, Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi, Rahmatullah Ali, that 50th his wife even one time also to give him a glass of water. That I can get it myself, I'd rather be the khadim, I don't need to be the makhdum, the one that is being served. I'd rather be the one that is doing the khidmat. I'd rather get the reward of doing the khidmat. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, وَمَيْ يَسْتَعَفِفْ يُعِفَّهُ اللَّهِ. That person who makes, or he seeks to be self-sufficient, Allah Ta'ala will save him from begging. And the last part, that person who seeks independence, person who seeks independence, Allah Ta'ala will grant him independence. In other words, I don't need to be dependent on anybody. My dependence I'm seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will make this person independent. He won't need to go and turn to anyone. Allah ta'ala will make his financial condition such that this person becomes completely independent. Allah ta'ala will make his physical condition also such that he won't become muhtaj on anybody. He's seeking his independence from Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will make him like that. You get so many people like that. That the whole life they were independent. Even when they came to the very old age also, Allah ta'ala took them away very swiftly, very quickly. There was no need for anybody to assist them, to help them. They were not muhtaj of anyone. So they lived their lives like this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it like this. So So this is beautiful qualities. When a person seeks to be independent, then Allah Ta'ala will make him independent. Unfortunately, nowadays what happens, person accepts Islam, then he thinks that one of the things that a person should be doing in Islam is to beg and to stand at the corners and beg. This is what a Muslim is supposed to be doing. But the opposite is true. The opposite is true. Yes, on one side the hadith is telling us that the hand that gives is better than the hand that takes. But the opposite is also true. That person who seeks to be independent, Allah Ta'ala will make him independent. But he chooses to ask, he will continue asking. So therefore we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala makes us independent. And we should also be seeking to be independent. One part of this hadith, وَبْدَأْ بِمَنْ تَعُونَ, that begin with your family. As I mentioned, that the saying goes, charity begins at home. And what this hadith is saying, وَبْدَأْ بِمَنْ تَعُونَ, over 1400 years, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, that begin with your dependents, begin with your family. Direct hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although it's been quoted in wider circles, but this is a beautiful direct hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recently there was a complaint that came to the madrasa. Yesterday we did one hadith, that two malaika come every morning down, and they make this dua, that Allahumma aati munfiqan khalafa, wa aati mumsikan talafa, that oh Allah, that person that is giving, you replace him what he's giving. You replace it for him. And that person that is holding back, oh Allah, you destroy that person. And under the second part, the person that is holding back, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi says, those avenues where you're supposed to be spending, you're not spending. You're holding back from those avenues where you're supposed to be spending. For this person, that dua is there. So anyway, one complaint came not too long ago to the madrasa in this school holidays, that there was a family that went on holiday, exotic destination and overseas, and they, each person's approximate cost, all the brothers and family and their children and in-laws and son-in-laws, whoever it is, each person's cost was about 150,000 each. And it's not hard to believe, with the cost of the flights and the cost of the accommodation and the cost of the spending money and the cost of the touring and the entrance fees and whatever. So each person on average about 150,000 rand. But just before that, just before they can even do the booking and all that, the father and their father needed a procedure. And the procedure was costing about 300,000. So they said, who's going to pay this procedure fees? What we'll do is we'll try and see if we can get him into one government hospital. And let the government hospital deal with it. It will be much cheaper. So now this shows that those avenues where we're supposed to be spending, if people are supposed to be spending, not spending, care of the father is so important. Different case, they don't have the money. But here the money is there. But who's going to pay for the medical expenses of the father? Nobody wants to pay. A few weeks later, everyone is booking and they all gone for a holiday overseas. But this is what this is meant. Allahumma aati mumsikan talafa. That person that is holding in the avenues where he's supposed to be spending on, the father is an avenue that the children are supposed to be spending on. But the money is being busted elsewhere. And if it comes to spend on the father, then must go to the government hospital. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of spending in the right avenues, using our money wisely, intelligently, so that we can get akhirat and we don't get the azab and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.